Hello, what is up guys? Eman from Peso Smart PH here. Welcome sa panibagong episode. Shout out to all podcast listeners as well. I appreciate you all. Today, let's talk about the cryptoverse. So first up, nandito tayo sa coin market cap. And yung fear and greed index is currently neutral, nasa 49. So down ng 2.87% yung buong crypto market in the last 24 hours. And yung Bitcoin nag-trade ng 39.8K, down na yan ng 6.79% the past week. Then Ethereum is at 2.3K, down ng 7.63% in the last week. So sa top 10, pinamalaking down this past week is yung Solana, down ng 13.43%. Kasi malaki din yung in-increase niya from the rally that we had the past couple of months, the past 3 months. And Cardano, down ng almost 10%. Yung nabago, naging 9.69%. Oh, Avalanche pala. Mas malaki pala yung down niya the past 7 days. 16.69%. So yan yung lagay ng crypto market currently. And if yung basis nga natin is yung fear and greed index, so nasa 49 siya. So of course, may chance na makarecover yung market and may chance din na mas bumaba pa. So from June-July 2023, yung pinakamababa sa fear and greed index was noong September 12. Yan, nasa 31.83. So, ibig sabihin nun, fearful yung buong market. So, check natin yung Bitcoin prices and Ethereum prices back noong September 12, 2023. So, nasa trading view na tayo. Punta lang tayo sa daily time frame. And puntahan natin September 12. So lowest that day was 25,135.46. The previous day, nasa 24,915. So mas mababa pa noong September 11. And na-record lang the following day, yung pinakamababa na print nung fear and greed index, which is around 31 nga. So ngayon, nandito na tayo sa 39,800. And kapag nag-check tayo ng mga local bottoms, so puntahan natin, for example, okay, sa daily na lang muna tayo. Tanggalin natin itong bull market support month muna. Sabihin natin, ito yung local top back noong July 2023. So highest was 31.8. And then nag-bottom out nung September 11 at around 24,915. Then down siya ng around 21.67%. So pwedeng ganyan din yung mangyari currently sa atin. So isa pa pwede nating gamitin is ito. So from April 2023, bago siya umakyat ulit to 31K. Nag-up siya ng 31K na rin dito. Then nag-bottom out nung June 15, 2023 at around 24,770. So around here. Yan. Down din ng 20%. So down ng 20%. Down 20%. Dito umakyat na siya. Hindi na nag-dip ulit actually. So dire-diretso lang. Pwede natin sabihin na, well, ito naman sobrang ikling time frame lang. Span lang siya ng almost 2 weeks, so you can really consider that. So pwede nating extrapolate dito. So highest was 48,975, so almost 50k, well, almost 49k. So sabihin natin dyan. And currently, down na tayo ng around 19%. So, pagka bumagsak pa tayo ng mas mababa, and mag-down ng 20% yung Bitcoin, we can go to 39,100. So probably yun yung sineset na support ng ilan sa atin. And if we go back to the weekly time frame and then remove drawings, tapos punta natin yung bull market support band. And lagi tayong bumabalik dyan sa bull market support band. So from here, punta tayo dito, down ng 19%. And then, sabi natin dito, so, yung bottom, down ng 20%. And then, na po mong magandang kunin natin dito. So, ito hindi naman sobra, but bumalik lang din siya dito. So, down ng 20%. And currently nga, since medyo maganda yung rally natin, papunta sa almost 49K. So down na tayo ng almost 20%. Pero pag bumaba pa tayo dito sa bull market support band, yan, magda-down tayo ng around 23, o sabihin natin dito talaga sa support, around 25K. So ito naman, 20 week SMA and 21 week EMA, tataas pa yan since medyo mataas na rin yung prices currently ng Bitcoin. So laging indicator siya kumbaga. But yeah, pero yung, ito yung guide nyo kung kailan kayo bibili. So hindi kayo bumibili lang kapag tumataas. Especially kapag long term yung inyong time frame. So nag-hold lang kayo, buy and hold lang kayo, and then you will sell sa actual bull run. Yung last bull run natin nangyari nung late 2020 and then early 2021 nung April, then bumagsak ulit nun, diba? So nagkaroon ng chance ulit na bumili. So pakita na lang natin. So ito, yung unang bulusok ng bull run. So late 2020 nag-start talaga. Hindi tayo bumabalik dito. Hindi natin tinatouch yung bull market support band. And eventually dito, nag-peak yung unang, well, ito yung unang peak ng bull run that time. Then ito yung sinasabi ko na pagbagsak. So dito, magandang buying opportunity din. And kung bumagsak naman tayo, then yeah, you can just buy again kapag ka bumagsak. But eventually, diba, nagkaroon tayo ng second peak that year, noong November. So if you bought here, could have profited around 100% if you're exclusively trading or buying and selling Bitcoin. And same thing here. So pagka bumaba tayo sa bull market support band, dun ka lang bumibili. So for example, dito, di ba? Kita mo, 192% na. And then, if you bought somewhere around here, so nakabenta ka dito, 88%. Currently, up ka pa rin ng 54-55%. So, ganun lang natin ina-navigate yung cryptoverse. Especially ngayon, na yung naging catalyst kasi sa run na to is yung approval, or of course, disapproval ng ETF. And eventually, di ba, na-approve na nga yung Bitcoin ETF. After a decade. And textbook na buy the rumor, sell the news. Yun nangyari. So kaya ngayon, kaya nagda-dump tayo since nagbebenta na yung mga bumili. Like for example, around here, around here, around here. Ito medyo mababa na talaga ito kasi ito pa yung SBF or FTX fiasco. So, ako, personally, I was able to buy that time. Although, konti lang din. Since, I thought na mas babagsak pa. But, yeah. DCA lang din naman yung strategy ko. So, nag-deploy lang ako kumbaga ng extra capital ko during this down period. And here, I also bought here. So, DCA lang talaga. And then, ngayon, I still haven't triggered yung mga buy orders ko. So, hindi pa ako nag-place ng mga buy orders. Kasi, tinitingnan ko pa if we will go back to the bull market support band. And kapag napunta tayo dito, probably I will deploy some capital. And especially kapag bumagsak ulit tayo sa bull market support band. Another metric na pwede nyo tingnan. So, close natin to. So, itong BTC or Bitcoin risk metric. So, kita nyo, nasa blue tayo. So, pagka dark blue and light blue, that is a good opportunity to buy or low risk, kumbaga, yung pagbili nyo sa Bitcoin. Of course, this is for again, long-term investors and holders. Kapag nag-accumulate lang kayo, it's a good time to accumulate Bitcoin kasi low nga yung risk. So, ito nyo dito. Kapag kayan, yellow na or, for example, red. So, it's not really a good time to buy kasi sobrang high risk. And you can also look at the RSI. Currently, di ba, medyo mataas yung RSI. Weekly RSI. So, 60 pa rin tayo. So, probably it's not a good time to buy. Sige, tayo dito. Bumaba tayo sa weekly RSI ng 30 plus. And dito nga, nag-below 30 pa. So, 25. Something like that. So, yep. Hopefully, this will help you out navigate the crypto market. And, yeah, expect volatility every day. So, bira din naman mag-sideways, mag-trade tong kahit Bitcoin lang. Bira din sideways mag-trade. So, it's either sobrang nagpa-pump or sobrang nag-dump. So, we'll see in the next coming days kung ano mangyayari. And yeah, keep DCAing. That's gonna be it for this video, guys. Thank you very much for watching and listening. I'll see you on the next one. Always remember, be peso smart.